every, let's say, 5 years, there is some buzzwords coming on the market. Like first was test automation, it will replace testers. Then it was, what was it after that? Agile.
Yeah.
Then it was DevOps. Yeah. Now it's AI. Everybody is, you know, saying that we will get rid of QAs and testers, but we're still here. You know, AI has, at this stage of development of AI, has a bit of a challenge with context and business logic, and also behaving as a user, you know, predicting what the user actions will be. That's not that easy for artificial intelligence. This has to be still in control of humans. People are thinking maybe in the future we will not need that kind of skills, like knowing TypeScript or Python, you know, maybe that's not important anymore. I still think that's not going to happen, because even if it is possible for AI from plain language to generate scripts, somebody has to make sure they're correct and that they're doing the you know, the job that they have to do. AI tools have better English than mine, so...
Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and test automation engineers, and all the people in the software development process who want to create great, amazing quality software. My today's episode was recorded at Test Warsaw, a great testing conference in Poland. The days were full packed with great quality content, and I had a great time discussing and chatting with the Polish and the international software test community. If you haven't been here, you should definitely go to one of the next Test Warriors conferences. You find a link to the conference in the show notes. My guest today is Mitko Mitev. With more than 30 years of experience in the software quality assurance industry, he's one of the leading software test experts in Southeast Europe. I know him from the International Software Testing Qualification Board, ISTQB, where he is very active participating in the efforts for setting, improving, and popularizing international standards. We talked about how can AI enhance our testing business, where can we use AI in the different activities of our test process, what are the benefits and what are the pitfalls. I'm happy that Mitko shared his experiences here in the podcast, and now enjoy the episode. And one thing I want to share with you before the episode. It's the question, do we sometimes test too much? I see this a lot with my clients. Tests run and run and run and run, but in the end they don't find any bugs. They just slow down the whole process and even unnecessarily delay the releases. That's really frustrating, and let's be real, if developers are really going for it with agentic engineering now, we need some quick feedback. If you want to know more about this, I'll suggest checking out TeamScale's free online workshop. There you'll learn 4 ways to find as many bugs as possible as quickly as possible. You should definitely have a look at that. You'll find more info in the show notes and under tul.fm/team. And now enjoy the episode. Hi Mitko, great to have you here on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me. We know each other so long from the ISTQB stuff, and now we are here in Wisla at the Test Warriors and meeting at this conference, and now we have time to make the podcast episode.
Yes,
yeah. I read your abstract in the agenda from the conference, and you're dealing with a very popular topic nowadays, how AI impacts our testing.
Yes, it's a hot topic right now. You know, everybody's talking about artificial intelligence, and as you see in the last 3-4 years, it's going into all directions in life. People start using it for different purposes in different professions and business areas. And of course, it's getting more and more integrated in the IT industry. My talk was focused on how it can enhance testing, especially because we are testing people, you know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to address address it, how we can use AI tools in different phases of software testing process. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm a ASTQB person, mm-hmm. so I try to structure my talk around the phases that we have in ASTQB foundation level. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, test planning, test design analysis, test design execution, reporting. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to tell the people how easy is to use different tools in different phases. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of AI tools right now on the market, and I think there will be even more in the future. Some of them are mature, some of them are not so very well developed yet, but things are changing fast. And if you start using AI, you can make your life very, not very easy, but easier. Yeah. You can save probably 20, 30, 40% of the effort and mm-hmm. time. Some labor-intensive tasks can be done quickly. Mm-hmm. And of course, focus is on test automation because a lot of people are doing test automation as well. Mm-hmm. AI can help there in that area as well. And nowadays, with the coming agents on the market, it's becoming even more interesting because they are more or less becoming autonomous. Mm-hmm. And you can just tell them what to do, and they're going and do it. Of course, you cannot over rely on the AI tools. You have to have people to control it, train it, and verify the results at the end. But indeed, the result can be satisfactory.
It's still crucial that we have our basic testing knowledge to verify the output.
Yes, absolutely. People are afraid that they're going to replace us in all these tools, but I don't believe that. I think the scope of the work of the testers, of the QAs, will change, but we will stay in control.
Yeah.
And we can say that the process will be AI assisted, mm-hmm. but not completely replaced by AI. I think most of the mechanical tasks and automation tasks will be probably done by AI. But, you know, AI has, at this stage of development of AI, has a bit of a challenge with context and business logic, mm-hmm. and also behaving as a user. You know, predicting what the user actions will be, that's not that easy for artificial intelligence. This has to be still in control of humans.
You mentioned that you aligned the AI usage and support on the different levels in the ISTQB and the phases we deal with. Do you have some examples where you see now in real life we can now use it and to support us?
Yeah, I gave some examples about, let's say, how to create a test plan. But my intention was to focus more on labor-intensive tasks. Like, in most cases, these are areas where creating test cases, for example, and test data, mm-hmm. you know, especially for the test data, it can generate a lot of test data very quickly by just simple explanation what exactly you need. For example, you can say, give me 200 different users with bank accounts and limits on transactions and all this stuff, and then you can generate data very quickly. Also, for the test cases, there is possibility, if you have documentation and requirements or use cases, you can connect mm-hmm. your Confluence or some other tools and tell the LLM, can you generate test cases based mm-hmm. on the requirements that I have already. So it's becoming really interesting time mm-hmm. for people who like new technology, early adopters, as I say. So those kind of heavy tasks, let's say if you have to generate 4,000 test cases, for example, for some complicated software, probably a human will need a month. Mm-hmm. And with AI support, you can probably do it in a week.
Yeah.
So performance-wise, you know, it's helping a lot.
Yeah. And is the AI nowadays in charge of using our test techniques like correlation partitioning or this stuff, or is it not that useful in this context?
It depends on the context of the model. Usually, you know, when you have to use some kind of large language model, for example, you train it in advance with data and in your business domain, and a lot of companies have already prepared AI models with test data and testing. And of course, if you use those kind of techniques that you're mentioning, it's not a problem to use the techniques, and you can just say, do this and do that and use this test technique, and that's okay. Of course, you can also say, choose which techniques to use, and, you know, STQB is a standard, de facto a standard in the world. So even if you don't put a lot of context behind in the model, even by public information that is available, techniques are also very broadly known, and people can use them easily, no problem.
Yeah.
Especially with the exploratory testing there, in this area, AI can also help a lot. Of course, you know, people believe that with exploratory testing, mostly senior people should be busy. But you can instruct your AI to go different directions in unknown sequences of the process, so he can simulate different activities that even people cannot imagine.
Yeah. It can be a good combination to our critical thinking from the testing with the input from the AI stuff.
Yes, yeah. That's the way I see it in the future. I see it like a combination of AI and people.
Yeah.
And of course, as I said, the role of the testers will shift towards more creative tasks, more thinking and decision making, validation, verification, and training of the model, because AI also has to be controlled, trained and controlled and verified results, and more mechanical tasks, automated tasks will be shifted towards AI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You also mentioned before that the topic of test automation, and what do you think, where are we now in the AI context with test automation, and what is the direction this automation stuff will go in the next years?
So at the moment, there are a lot of possibilities and, you know, popular tools for test automation integrating also AI support, and you know, there are popular concepts like MCP right now that you can connect a LLM with a test automation tool and basically automate the whole process. Also, with the coming on agents on the market, you can instruct the AI to generate your native language instructions, like test cases in native language. So some people think the future of the scripting, like writing scripts, is probably gone, because if you can actually, from normal language, go directly to test execution without going through the scripting, that's an interesting concept. Of course, it will go through some scripting, but it will be automatically generated. So people are thinking maybe in the future we will not need that kind of skills, like knowing TypeScript or Python, you know, maybe that's not important anymore. I still think that's not going to happen, because even if it is possible for AI from plain language to generate scripts, somebody has to make sure they're correct and that they're doing the you know, the job that they have to do. So I still think people have to have some serious knowledge about test automation.
But maybe it can be a good interface for the business people to what we try with the local tools nowadays, that they have, and like in chats or plain text they can give into an tool and yeah. then get a draft for a script which can be used by the test automation engineer or something.
Exactly. That's actually the added value of using AI, because it widens the group of people who can actually do this kind of activities. Mm-hmm. Before, only testers and test automation specialists could do this part, and now with the introducing the plain language test combinations and instructions, business people can be included in this group. So this will definitely add value, and the projects will benefit from this opportunity, because with the plain language, when we can instruct the tool what to do, that's really a beautiful opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's also a way to use it more in the test management stuff or in the reporting stuff in the future?
Yes, the test management part is interesting, because as I said, you can actually plan. There are agents called planners, so you can actually do a good planning, and based on a risk assessment, which areas we have to test more and which areas we have to test less. Also, AI has an influence in the defect analysis. Mm-hmm. Then you can use it to cluster similar defects and put on the projectors, you know, the importance of the different areas of the software that generate more defects, for example, and then focus the testing in that area too. So with clustering of defects and risk analysis and root cause analysis, also with AIs, you can analyze the log files, mm-hmm. and this can give you a lot of information for the reasoning, the cause of the effects, and root cause will be easier if you use AI. And at the end, with the reporting, it is if you use AI, then you can easily generate a report and summarize it and make it easy for C-level managers to read it and say, okay, this is what happened, this is why it happened, and this is what our recommendation is, if we're going live or not.
Mm.
So the process of management, the whole testing activities will be easier, I think. Yeah.
And I can imagine what comes to my mind is that we have always by reporting to do more specific to the different audiences we have in our company. So the AI can help us to go into the direction of the different stakeholders too.
Yes, absolutely. You can specify different context of summarizing and reporting the information intended for business people, intended for technical people, for DevOps, for operational people. So yes, this is really useful. And also, as I'm not native speaker English, I can say AI tools have better English than mine.
Yeah.
So for sure the reporting will and the planning will be in a better English than some of us.
So a huge support possibility for us in the testing industry in all the different phases, but not replacing us. I think that's very, very crucial to know, because a lot of people, I think, have nowadays are afraid that their testing job is gone. But as I understand, it's changing. It's not.
You know, I've been in long years in the industry, and every, let's say, 5 years, there is some buzzwords coming on the market. Like first was test automation, it will replace testers. Then it was, what was it after that? Agile.
Yeah.
Then it was DevOps. Yeah. Now it's AI.
All the low-code stuff
everybody's,
too.
Everybody's you know, saying that we will get rid of QAs and testers, but we're still here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't believe it will happen. Again, it will shift the skill set and the focus, because as a friend of mine said, people should stop asking on interviews what's the difference between class and object.
Mm.
When you hire testers, you should probably ask, what is MCP? Do you know how LLM works? Do you have an idea how agents work? So really the skill set and the focus will be shifted, but we will be needed. for me, the future is AI assisted, but not replaced.
Yeah. And maybe it's even more work for us to do in the next years when we think of the vibe coding stuff and all the stuff we're just generating software and code with unknown quality.
Yeah.
Somebody has to test that.
Well, AI affects also software development, not only testing. I mean, nowadays it is possible for, you know, software development teams to generate software very quickly, and you can't really cope if the development is going that direction. You can't really cope with human testing only. You really need AI support in these activities as well. So I see it as a combination, and the whole teams are moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, the speed of generated software, producing software, is enormous, and we have to deal with that somehow. Some people say, I will study AI, but next year.
Yeah.
I would recommend everybody to start now.
Yeah.
So, you know. If you wait for 3 months, you may be late already.
Yeah, that's true. It's a thing we have to deal now with.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to postpone it.
Yeah.
You have to start now.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer, you know.
I realize that. And you are also a very integrated, respected foundation in the ISTQB area. So you're dealing with ISTQB stuff over decades, I would say now.
Yeah, more than 2 decades. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you are one is very, very deep inside this stuff. And when I want to learn testing in the AI area now, what is the ISTQB bringing there to support me as a tester?
Right. I will recommend people to follow the process that ISTQB has described. We do have two different syllabi in the area of AI. One is testing AI, which is on the market probably around 2 years.
Mm.
And the other one is brand new since July. It's called Gen AI in testing, which is very modern. Both of them are very interesting. One of them is how to test AI products. The other one is how to use AI products in the day-to-day work. And of course, thereafter, you first have to have foundation, obviously, because for us, this is really the basis of the software testing knowledge. I do believe the interest in this two syllabi in the next months and years will be enormous because it's really a key area of knowledge that we need to support. And for the GNA, especially because it's changing so fast, we intending to update it every 3 to 6 months catch the new trends and tendencies. So I would recommend everybody to take a look on the syllabi, AI syllabi of ISTQB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I think it would be a good starting point to get.
Absolutely.
And we know the ISTQB as a standardized body is doing a good stuff there, a solid work for the foundation.
Body of knowledge is a good place. I said already, we are de facto the standard in the industry. So, and I know the syllabi, they're very well structured. Knowledge is very well structured. So it's a good starting point for people to get into the testing with AI and
Mitko, thank you very much for being here in the show, that you shared your insights, your experiences with the AI stuff. I think it's a topic we have to deal as a tester and QA people for now and for the next months and years.
Yes, it is a key area that we have to put some effort.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Very happy that you were here and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
And have
thank
a safe travel home then.
Thank you.
Thank you.